Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hey guys, you are listening to episode number 59 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. So my hubby and I just took a vacation to Mexico. We went to Cabo for 3 nights. We've been doing this every year for about 7 years. So as the little ones got a little bit older, we were like, you know what? We need to take a trip, just the two of us, at least once a year. Let's get out. So we pick Cabo, usually at the same resort, just because it's so easy. It's such a quick flight for us. It's like an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. 3 nights, really fast. It was, of course, amazing to just get away from it all, not think about anything, not have a schedule, just wake up and be like, what are we going to do today? Relax in the sun, a lot of sun. I feel so tan. I'm already tan, but I have my like summer glow tan going on. So I feel really good today. And as I came back, I was thinking about you guys and what podcast I wanted to deliver today. And with summer quickly approaching and me just getting back from sunny, sunny Cabo, it's really the perfect time to start focusing more on your well-being and happiness. Yes, you want to do that throughout the year, but there is something about, at least for me, about the sun, about summer, like coming out of that winter funk and ready to kind of focus more on your well-being and happiness. So today's episode is 3 keys to have a healthier and happier summer for you this year. So we're going to explore these 3 keys together, and let's just dive right in. Number one. And this may come as a surprise to a lot of you, but if you have worked with me or if you've been around like my Instagram or myself, you know that like playing and creating is something that is huge to me. And I'm like such a big advocate for it. So that is our number one key, is to actually get out there and play and create. Sometimes we get stuck in these mundane routines, the same thing over and over and over, and it leaves you feeling meh and really just overall annoyed. So summer is a great time to kind of let your inner child shine, engage in those playful activities, those outdoor games, have fun with your kid, throw that damn water balloon with your kid, let your hair get wet, ladies. And arts and crafts, the painting, like something so that seems so simple and silly can help us get that light and happiness back in us. Making time for creative expression not only brings joy, but it's going to reduce that stress. So this is the number one key to having a healthier and happier summer, is to play. Don't forget to play. We grow up in these same old routines. We have so much on our plate. I get it. But let some of that down. Let some of your guard down and allow yourself to enjoy a moment. Allow yourself to play. Allow yourself to look around you at the beauty, to actually hear your kids' laughter. The second thing is to have a consistent sleep routine. I know, we hear this one over and over and over. It seems so simple. You literally hear it every time you go to the doctor or on Instagram. Have a sleep routine. Have a good sleep routine. And it is easier said than done. But honestly, our body thrives on routine. And it's going to help you regulate your body's internal clock, making it easier to not only fall asleep faster, but also wake up feeling refreshed. Now, I do know there's some considerations for this as far as Like for me specifically, I'm noticing that I am waking up more in the middle of the night. I'm about to be 36. My hormones are shifting and changing. I am noticing things. And so I am starting to recognize how much more support I am requiring for a good night's rest and how different I feel when I do get that good night's rest. So making sleep a priority and thinking about what can I do to support my sleep quality and have better quality sleep is going to be huge. Not only making you feel healthier because it's going to allow all the different functions of your body to function properly, but it also does make you happier because it's going to increase that energy. A solid sleep routine is going to enhance your mood, improve your focus, increase your energy levels, all these amazing things. So yes, I know we want to binge watch, you know, till 1 a.m. or whatever, but having a consistent bedtime routine, as silly as it sounds, as simple as it sounds, is going to make a huge difference in your overall health and well-being. So I'm going to challenge you to set a bedtime, an actual bedtime, where you put the phone down and you do what you need to do to fall asleep, whether that is read a book, take a bath, you know, throw some lavender on, whatever it is, oils, whatever you need to do to help support. I soak my feet in magnesium. I love me my magnesium. It makes me have such good sleep, like way better than before. I've been doing it since 2020 and I think I soak my feet about 3 times a week now, because doing it every day, it does take a little bit of time, right? But 10 minutes of soaking my feet in this transdermal magnesium, I have noticed a difference personally. So if that's something that you want to look into, I will actually put a link to the magnesium that I use in the show notes, and maybe it'll be helpful to you. So just a few things like that, trying to be more considerate about your sleep routine and your quality of your sleep and having that consistent sleep routine as much as possible. Summertime, there's a lot of events going on, so I know it's not going to be every night the same time, but overall, trying to fall asleep around the same time and wake up around the same time. Okay, let's move on to tip number 3. Nourish instead of restrict. This is when we're talking about food. What's going into your body? A lot of us get in the habit of, what do I need to restrict? What can't I have today? What do I have to take away? I can't have this. I can't have that. And while, yes, you want to pay attention to what feels good to your body and what does not feel good to your body, shifting your mindset to think more of nourishing instead of what do I need to restrict is going to feel different for you. Enjoy the abundance of the fresh seasonal foods that are available in the summer. Fill your plate with those colorful fruits and veggies. You'll notice that you will see more bright fruits and veggies. This is the season. This is the time. So get out there and really pay attention and fill your plate with the things that will give your body fuel. Think, what's going to give my body fuel and energy versus what do I have to restrict today? What can't I have today? Listen to your body hunger cues and appreciate the nourishing food that actually makes you feel good. Have you noticed a pattern of when you feel like shit, you eat like shit, then you feel like shit? And then when you feel good, you tend to want to gravitate towards the foods that make you feel even better and feel good. And so it's just, I've noticed that pattern in myself, and I'm just curious if you've noticed it about you. So when you pay attention to this and start appreciating the nourishing foods that make you feel good, then you start to feel good, and then you'll gravitate more towards the things that make you feel good. Allow it. Allow yourself to feel good. Give yourself permission to feel good. I think sometimes we forget. We forget that it's okay to create more time in your schedule to help you feel good. Like naturally good. I'm not talking about these highs and stuff. I'm just talking about filling your heart, your soul, your body with the things that nourish you and give you natural energy. This mindful approach will foster a healthier relationship with food, and it's going to promote an overall well-being to have a healthier and happier summer. So those are your three tips. Let's review it again. Number one, play and create. Let's be the ones that actually jump into the water. It might be cold, but you won't die, I promise. Get your hair wet sometimes. I know it sucks to blow dry the hair over and over, but let's make this the summer that we aren't just saying, no, mom is just going to sit. Mom is just going to sit right here. You guys go play. And maybe sometimes we actually do get out and play and create and laugh and enjoy these moments of laughter and playful time, playfulness. Okay, number two, have that consistent sleep routine. Quality sleep. Have that regular nighttime schedule as much as possible. And tip number three, nourish your body instead of restrict. That mindset shift of what's going to give my body fuel and what it needs and requires to thrive versus what do I have to restrict today? What can't I have? Fill your plate with the colorful seasonal fruits and veggies. Okay, I want to give you a little bonus here, a hot tip to also help keep you happier and just overall more balanced and regulated. Get morning sunlight and ground your feet. If you're somewhere that has grass out in front or backyard, I know some people like my family who live in Arizona, they legit just have dirt. And so they can't really do this part. So unless you just want to put your feet in the dirt. But if preferably, if you have grass, go barefoot in your grass in the morning, specifically morning sunlight. And it's called grounding your feet. So you put your bare feet in the grass, your face towards the sun. And this, it has to be in the morning for this to, for you to truly soak up all the goodness. So just like take a breath and try that for a couple of mornings. It's interesting. It's almost like magic. It's like the secret magic for you to regulate your cortisol levels, to regulate your nervous system, to ground yourself and reduce stress. Get morning sunlight and ground your feet in some grass. All right. So in this episode, we discussed those three essential keys to having a healthier and happier summer. It is towards the end of May, I guess. Yeah, mid-May right now. And so we are creeping in on that. The sunlight is coming out more likely wherever you are. Let's get out there and enjoy. And enjoy this summer, enjoy your kids, enjoy these moments, and get out of the fog, out of the funk, and into the light. All right, that's all I have for you today. If we haven't connected on Instagram, let's do that. Let's be friends. It's so funny. I just had one of my most random reels go viral, and it's one that took me like 2 seconds to make, and it's just me dancing. It's hilarious, the ones that go viral, honestly. I'll never understand the algorithm. But if you want to check out my Instagram and see some funny dancing videos, I'm at Miss Chantel Matthews. That's MSCHANTELMATTHEWS. All right, you guys, have a great day. Talk to you next week. Bye.